Good morning, everybody. I'm with Helen this morning because we've been thinking quite a bit about prayer over the last few weeks. And we've talked about different types of prayer, and we have, we've prayed in different ways together. And we've also looked at Bible verses about prayer. And I think one of the things we have done, I don't know if you'd agree, Helen, is perhaps think about praying without using words as much.
Yes, I think I've discovered that prayer can be anywhere, anytime, every minute of every day, wherever you are, with whoever you are. And I think it's become important to me rather than long prayers. And one of the things we've noticed in Oasis on a Monday morning is that the prayers we say, we're inviting people to join with us, but they only have to say a word or a short sentence. And people who are not used to praying think they've got to have the right words, but there are no right words. There is just a desire to meet with God and just mention this person who is so special to you.
That's lovely. That's really lovely. And that's why I really wanted you to share with us this morning a couple of the prayers that you use at Oasis. I know you've got two different types of prayer.
Yes, we have. We do one at 10 o'clock in the morning. It varies according to what's happening. And we do one before we finish at 12 o'clock. When we originally started with the Oasis of Renew Wellbeing, it was suggested maybe you could go to a different room and pray. But all of us agreed that really, if prayer was important, we wanted it to be where everybody was. So it can be quite noisy, but we go up a corner, we tell everybody it's happening, and we invite them to join us, but they do not have to join us. It's purely their wish whether they do or they don't. And what has happened, that people who have had something on their mind will say, yes, I want to come this morning so that we can pray for that person or that particular event that they want to bring in prayer, which has made it really a special time. And it has been important. Sometimes there may only be two of us up the corner. Another time there can be six, and it doesn't really matter. But you have a sense of God in that place.
I love that. When I've been to Oasis, there, as you say, there isn't any pressure at all to come and pray. The whole place feels like a prayer in a way. You're kind of enfolded in just friendship. And
people know it is there and it's happening. And on one or two occasions when people have been worried by things that are happening in their lives, they wouldn't normally come and join the prayer group, but they have, because they feel somehow they need it in their life. They can't explain it. And all they have to come is say the word, the name of the person they want to pray for, or just the thing that's on their heart. And they might only do it once out of all the weeks they're here, but that's fine with us. And we know what they want to pray for, so we can pray for that at some other time as well.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, would you lead us now in those prayers? I know the second prayer that you're going to lead us in is called a cup prayer.
Yeah.
So it might be worth, if people want to pause the recording now and to go and grab... Well, they can have an empty cup, but it's much more fun if it's got something in it, if they've got a cup of tea.
I think so, yeah. Well, so, you can't do without the cup of tea.
So I suggest you go and make yourself a cup of tea and return to the recording with your cup. And Helen is going to lead us in a couple of prayers. There will be moments of silence for you to add your own prayers as Helen leads us. Over to you, Helen.
Thank you. Our morning prayer is based on Psalm 103. And the whole point of when we do pray is everybody feels that they can be part of it, and they can say things or they don't have to say things, but it's just being in that place. And so we're going to sit quietly, and I'm going to say a part of Psalm 103, and then I'll invite you to share with the thoughts of that. So let's sit quietly. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. I invite you to bless his name, speak out his name. What do you call him? In just words and short sentences. Bless God, O my soul. Don't forget a single blessing. I invite you to thank him silently or aloud for blessings in life. He kisses my heart with forgiveness in spite of all I've done. I invite you to think about where you need God's forgiveness to enter the day free. He heals. I invite you to name people who need God's healing hand on them today, mind, body, soul, and spirit. He rescues us from the deepest darkness. I invite you to name places and situations around the world that need God's touch, his rescue. He blesses us with love and compassion. I invite you to sit for as long as you need, receiving God's love. Amen. The second prayer is called the cup prayer. And if you have a cup of tea, coffee, anything with you, just hold it in your hands as I pray this prayer. Find a comfortable place to sit. Place your feet flat on the floor. This is where God has placed you. Sit upright. The chair is holding your weight. He holds you. Open your posture. Be ready to receive. Breathe deeply. Cradle your cup in your hands and drink. Choose a prayer word or phrase such as, "In your hands, Lord," or "Emmanuel," "You're my rock," "Glory to the Lord." As you drink, repeat the phrase over and over. Drink, breathe. Drink, breathe. Make all other thoughts orbit around this one phrase. If you drift off to other thoughts, just come back and repeat the meditation phrase. This is not escapism. This is choosing what to think about. As you finish your drink, hold the empty cup and sit very still. Imagine your life held in God's hands, empty. Repeat your phrase and allow God to fill you with his love. Amen.